Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, live from Los Angeles. It's that time. I'm excited. Paxton Quigley has a great segment, Cannabis Healing, coming your way right now. Paxton, good morning.
Well, good day, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Before we start our interview, let's talk about This Week in Cannabis. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, he formally announced that his government has reached an agreement to legalize recreational marijuana. Folks, New Jersey could soon become the 11th U.S. state to legalize recreational marijuana. However, New York is also coming close to legalizing adult use of marijuana. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, he was hoping to get his legalization proposal into the April 1st budget. If he can manage that, recreational marijuana could be available in New York by this summer. And this week in Alaska, the governor, Kevin Mayer, signed the state's on-site consumption regulations into law. This means Alaska is the first state in the nation to allow on-site cannabis consumption, which means that consumers will be able to buy their cannabis and smoke it all under the same roof. Now today, our invited guest is going to talk about cannabis and sexuality, especially in the case of women, which we think should be of interest to both women and men. But before we introduce our guest, it's worth noting that in 2013, the Pew Research Center found that women were less inclined to support marijuana legalization and also had far lower cannabis consumption levels than men. However, more recent research is showing that women's attitudes are changing about both of those things, consumption and legalization. And I think part of the reason perhaps could be that the stigma of marijuana has diminished in the past several years, especially as a growing body of research is showing that medical marijuana is beneficial for so many conditions and ailments. And of course, widespread legalization of marijuana in the United States is making it more acceptable to a broader cross-section of people. So today, we are going to talk about a recent study which has found that more women than men are choosing to consume marijuana prior to having sex. Our guest, Dr. Becky Lynn, MD, she's going to tell us why that is and how she came to that conclusion. Dr. Lynn is the lead author on a study called The Relationship Between Marijuana Use Prior to Sex and Sexual Function in Women. Folks, this is the largest study of its kind on the subject. Dr. Lynn, director of the Center for Sexual Health at St. Louis University, welcome to Cannabis Healing. Thank you. And how are you today?
I'm good. I want to thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk about this.
Good. Now, what did you find out in the study?
So this study was born out of the fact that I'm a specialist. So I specialize, I'm an OBGYN by training, but I specialize in women's sexual health. And some of the problems that I see are low libido, painful sex, difficulty with orgasm. And I found that many of my patients would come to me and say, you know, if I smoke marijuana, my problem goes away. Now, I'm not saying that that's what this study says, but it sparked my interest in marijuana, and it made me wonder, is there research, medical research, that supports that? So when I went to the medical literature, there's a lack of scientific evidence regarding what marijuana does sexually. But if you look on the internet, it's all over the place. So it prompted me to want to see what women really thought or how women thought smoking marijuana or using marijuana, although the majority of people in my study were smokers, using marijuana before sex, how it affected the sexual experience. And it was the questionnaire. And once we gathered all the data, we looked at 323 women.
What was the age breakdown?
The age breakdown was, off the top of my head, I don't remember, but it was anybody who came into our OBGYN practice. So it was a very wide range of women. I can look it up if you need me to.
No, oh, that's okay.
Okay. it was a very broad range. And we included anybody in our study who was 18 and over. So broad range of women. And we found that women reported that using marijuana before sex improved the overall sexual experience, improved their sexual desire, improved their orgasm, and decreased their pain, with really no change in the amount of lubrication or arousal that they were experiencing.
That's so interesting. Now, I want to ask you, is it the cannabinoid system at work in this phenomena? Can you explain a bit more? I suppose cannabis can help to lower stress and inhibitions, or is this phenomenon more physical?
So, you know, we really don't know the answer to that, but when I discussed it in my paper, I think there's a variety of things that can be contributing to this. One of them is definitely lowering stress and anxiety, but it also heightens your sensations, and it slows down time. So these things can really help you sort of focus on what's going on in the moment and feeling it more. So those are just some ideas about why cannabis use might improve the sexual experience.
Okay, so you haven't located where it is in the brain that it lowers the stress and inhibitions and all that.
Yeah, so there is some research about how cannabis and endocannabinoids affect the brain. So THC is different from the endocannabinoid system in the brain. And we've looked at the brain in animals, and we found that there are endocannabinoid receptors in a lot of the areas of the brain that control sexual activity. So that would lead you to believe that they're related. We also know from animal studies that the endocannabinoid system is closely linked to the hypothalamic pituitary ovarian axis, or your ovaries making estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone. So there's definitely a link. Now, which way things go as far as, is sex better, worse? The animal studies really are looking at mating behaviors in mostly rats, some hamsters. And so it's not an exact study looking at humans, but if you give some endocannabinoids or endocannabinoid blockers or THC, you might get different results. Like in the animal studies, it's not always in one direction as far as improving things like their mating behaviors. Did that make sense?
Yes. Now, since you've got this study, now what do you tell women who find themselves in dysfunctional relationships? Do you give them this information? How do you now approach it?
Right. So, you know, the thing with medical marijuana and marijuana in general is because it's been illegal, there's not a lot of scientific data on it, especially in humans. So do we know the long-term effects? Do we know how much is the right amount? Do we know when to use it before sex? Like, none of that is really known. And I'm actually glad that marijuana is being legalized in many places and now all of Canada. So that way, that opens the door to medical, good, evidence-based studies to be done looking at all of this. Whereas in the past, we couldn't really do it, and we really relied on questionnaires and people's perceptions as opposed to actually giving somebody marijuana and saying, you know, go home and have sex. Like, that's a whole different ballgame. But as far as what I tell women, I just give them the evidence that I found and what I know due to the scientific evidence that we have, and let them decide. I certainly don't say, oh, you should definitely go home and, you know, smoke pot, because it doesn't affect everybody the same way. For some people, they get anxious, or they have, you know, their motor capabilities are slowed down. So I don't think it's the perfect answer for everybody, but I think that this study and studying it more in the future will really open our ideas on how we can make this work and how we can have benefits.
Oh, this is so interesting. Now, just quickly, does the same thing happen with men when they imbibe in marijuana? Does their sexuality become stronger, would you say?
So being that I'm an OBGYN and I only focus on women, I don't know all the data about men. But I do know that it can affect the ability to get an erection. And I believe that the there's more of a dose-dependent relationship that's been seen in men. But you have to take what I say with a grain of salt because I haven't read all the data myself.
Okay. Well, Dr. Lynn, I want to thank you for being with us today. You've certainly, I think, enlightened many of us on the relationship between marijuana and sexual activity in women. How can people reach you?
Well, I'm definitely on social media. I have a Twitter page, which is at Becky K. Lynn. I have a Facebook page, which is Women's Sex Health MD. I'm also on Instagram, which is Becky Lynn MD. If you are in the St. Louis area, I am at St. Louis University. You can just find me on the internet at SLU, St. Louis University. But I think, and I also have a YouTube channel where I put just some good information for women about sexual health and try and answer questions that my patients ask me on a day-to-day basis. My YouTube, you can just search Dr. Becky Lynn.
Oh, you're all over the place. I thank you so much. And to all our cannabis healing listeners, thank you for being with us today. Please find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn just by searching for Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy and balanced, and please stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.